Shaming the bad guys. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Eliza Webb walked up to her car last month in her Seattle neighborhood only to discover somebody had ransacked it overnight. But the crook had left behind his cell phone. So she looked at the contact list and...
I called their mom. It was just some tennis shoes and some sunglasses, and I figured I could try and get them back.
And mom answered.
She invited me to come to their house and get him and talk to him.
He, the thief, turned out to be an otherwise normal 19-year-old, and it turned out that he and an accomplice didn't just break into Eliza's car, they'd broken into a lot of cars. So Eliza and the thief's mom came up with a plan, and the next day, he and his accomplice and Eliza went door to door.
They had the items in hand, and they took turns knocking on the door, and they said, you know, hi... You know, my name is such and such, and there were some break-ins into some unlocked cars last night. We were the ones that were responsible. We're really sorry and apologetic, and is any of this yours?
After the story hit the Seattle Times, some readers commented that Eliza was way too soft.
One person, I think, even said that, could we be considered an accomplice?
But she didn't think two teens breaking into cars out of boredom deserved a criminal record.
And maybe this public humiliation will resonate with them.
I'll tell you this. With all the local publicity this has had, these two have to know that if they do it again, they'll be toast, no matter how apologetic they are. Now this is Dave Ross. Email at daveross.com.